Blog Talk Radio.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers Radio. Happy Monday, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to get to call, 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
I'm logging into the chat room now on Blog Talk Radio. Your questions, comments, and or other. Hey, everybody.
And everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
As always, y'all.
Everybody tonight.
Dead.
Yeah. Really?
Dead, man.
That sums it up.
It's about, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Dude. I bet. It sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm up for it, man.
Yeah, I'm all pumped up, ready to do this, what we do best. Seems like forever, though, man. It just seemed like it took a little longer.
Did it? No, yeah. Man. Hey, we got another clip down. And that was a good thing, so...
Yeah.
Everybody check out Mitt Romney's new campaign ad. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's ready for ready and pretty excited.
There you go.
From what I heard.
So who we hollering at?
We got a list today, man. I just no. First off, you know, shout out to everybody who checked in and said say my name and put me out there. First off, got a shout out. Oh, big weekend, chilled with the boy Anthony Davis, AD23, New Orleans Hornets, man. Got to give him a shout out. Said he probably dropped by, you know, whatever. But, hey, enjoyed your time, bro. Maya Hawkins, shout out to my brother and my sister-in-law, Thomas and Monique Harris. Sade Bean, what's going on? Sosa, Marvin, Corey, got to say what's up to them boys. Washika Stafford, got to say what's up to her. And congrats to Destiny Hampton, who found out she's having a baby girl, which is cool.
Right.
Nisha Hill Hernandez, Sydney Johnson. Gotta say, what's up to my dad? He's having a surgery tomorrow, so go ahead and breeze through that. And gotta thank my man B Cole for letting me chill out in the Magnetic Lounge over the weekend, man. Gotta say, what's up to him? Appreciated that. And for DJ's B Days, we got on August 26th, which was, I think that was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
August 26th, Stephanie Sapp has celebrated her birthday. Happy birthday. August 25th, Alexandra Montgomery. We know her as Sade. That's cool, people. Happy birthday. Also, Casey Jacobs. We know him as Craig. I don't know why, but celebrated his birthday on the 25th. August 24th, Heloise Lane. That's a hell of a name. We know her as Shay, though. That's cool, people. And August 27th, Janelle Stutley celebrated her birthday. And happy birthday to all. That was a huge list, and I'm tired.
Right. Anybody got anything else to add?
No.
All right.
There you go.
This is the Terrible Truth. This is the Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Bobby Christina's other brother, Lover Rubbers, for when your adopted brother looks too damn good.
And Conrad Murray's sleeping pills. Sleep like a king.
I'll get it later. All right, check this out. Mom beats children's football coach over molestation allegations.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all check that out?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, crazy story. A Tennessee mother faces criminal charges after she nearly beats the kid's football coach to death with a baseball bat over claims he molested her son. LaKeisha Richmond, 27 of Memphis, admitted she took the law into her own hands when her boys, ages 8 and 9, told her that they had been groped by their coach, Tony Messi.
Yeah.
I guess he is.
quote, that was loud. I asked them, did he touch you bad? Did he touch you down there? And my little boy said, yes, Richmond told reporters. And I said, was it just you? And he said, no, it was some more kids. Within an hour of being told this information, Richmond saw the Little League football coach walking alone in Memphis on Saturday. When I see him, I see my kids being hurt, and that's all I see, she told WREG-TV. It was then that Richmond said she flipped. She went into the trunk of her car, pulled out a baseball bat, and pulled out a baseball bat.
Yep, the beatings will now commence.
She chased Messi down and began beating him repeatedly with
and
the bat.
And he knew to run, huh? He didn't say, oh, Mrs. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Mr. Richmond.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the kid. That's right.
I need that cartoon running noise now.
Right.
The Scooby-Doo run.
Right.
During the beating, he was saying he didn't do it and that he was sorry, said Richmond.
I didn't do it, but he's sorry.
If you didn't do it, then why are you saying you're sorry?
What
are
you
sorry
for? Me no more.
Messi was found bleeding and badly injured by police officers and remains in serious condition in the hospital. I didn't intend to do whatever I did to him, Richmond said to the media conference after she.
But I just happened to have a bat in the trunk.
After she was released from jail on a $10,000 bond, I apologize, but I do not apologize for what happened to my kids. What if they had killed him? His grandmother, Lula Messi, said to WRAG, "He is in his 30s, and I have never seen him touch a child inappropriately or heard of him touching a child inappropriately," she said.
Well, all righty then.
Yeah, because she never seen it, so it couldn't happen.
Hey, so
like saying,
what do you say? What do you say for the mama? big up.
I don't know. Cause if
I understand that. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I give her one of them.
Okay.
I don't know if he did it, then yeah. But what if he didn't do it? But he
kids lie. Kids do lie. Maybe
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if,
so you think she jumped the gun a little bit?
I think she
tad bit,
just a tad. Like, I mean, I don't want to be judgmental.
Then again, maybe if someone would have took it back to Dusky early, all that would have gotten
that's different though.
No, it's not different. I mean, at some point,
I don't know. Because
I think a little restraint would have been in order. Just a tad bit.
I think she shouldn't have went full slug of field on her, like
full Cecil Fielder.
Right. You should have just calmed down and a threat. Like,
let's get him arrested. Let's get some evidence first.
Right.
Let's get
now,
him arrested.
If you get the evidence, now let me tell you, if I get the evidence, I'm not telling the law. I'm going straight to talk to this man. I don't mean
no, because you got to tell the law to get the evidence.
Right.
Well, you got to tell the law to get the evidence.
I mean, you got
it's
got
to be an investigation.
Something like that, parents are just going to automatically react, and especially with all the allegations and stories of child molestation.
Just to say, swing it out of the strike zone.
Right. Yeah. Well, hey, you know.
But my thing is, I'm sure you can get some form of information without the law being involved. I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah, you can.
What, you going to sneak into the house?
Like, here's the thing. Like, when Dusky now, when your boy Paterno found out about your boy, it wasn't no law involved. He just, I see that.
No. At one point, one of the kids says something, and the parent had the cops in the other room while the parent was talking to him.
Right.
And he was shuffling and dancing. So remember, he was on the cops' radar.
Right.
And the Dusky thing, when he got talked to, the evidence was when the dude came into the locker room and seen them showering.
Right.
Like, why are they showering like that?
But that's what I'm saying. Dusky had known before the actual investigation that took place, though. That's what I'm saying.
All I know is when the dude that was working there came to him and said, hey, this is what I saw in there.
Right.
That's when the ball should have got rolling for
right.
sure.
Yeah, that's
now,
what
any other thing is hearsay. So I don't know. But I know if you work for me and then you come and say, hey, man, the new janitor at G-Network was over there in the mop buckets, then, you know, you got to take action.
Yeah,
you can't ignore it then when someone tell you something like that.
Yeah, I just it was
818-514-1202. Yeah, I think she jumped. I think she went overboard just a little bit. But then again, she know her kid.
But then again, you got parents who know their kids will lie. Just the
that's
emotion,
true. And
of,
you just want to act out.
Right,
that's true too.
It's 27, Lakeisha. I don't. Yeah, I mean, first one she had at 16. Doing the math, and I'm just saying, not that that has anything to do with it. 16
you. You're
is
trying to say,
I'm
yeah,
just
you're trying
saying,
to say the level of maturity
exactly,
that we might be
not
with.
Just there yet.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I don't want to go in on a. I think. Well, I think it's reverse further review.
The same as any other parent wouldn't hear it.
Breaking out a baseball bat and beating the crap out of them.
Well, I'm saying if you hear that allegation towards somebody, that's the first thing that comes to mind. I'm not
saying.
Yeah,
but that don't mean you act on it.
I'm not saying it's right. What I'm saying is I can understand it from a parent's point of view that someone is taking advantage of your kid. Now, true enough, she should have followed the procedures of the law with the police station, filed a report, let them do an investigation.
Yeah, but sometimes they don't feel like that'll be, you know, in certain cases, they don't feel like that's justice to them.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not going
to.
Yeah, I'm not going.
No,
I'm right, but I'm not going
to
put that.
I'm just saying to them kids,
hopefully
though.
A cop, I mean, hopefully the police department, if you come with some type of accusation like that, I would hope that they don't blow that type of thing off.
No, I'm not saying they would blow it off.
Oh,
I'm saying
okay.
That they look at just being arrested and going to jail. That's not justice enough.
Oh, you
to
saying
them.
For the mama?
Yeah, for
I
the
got,
mom.
I
right.
got you. I, yeah, she want to be.
A
yeah.
parent would want to avenge their kid when
right.
something like that
well,
happens because
vengeance
they,
and justice is two different things.
But what I'm saying is the parent would sought
I think everybody
justice,
just wants vengeance
for their kid.
I think everybody
no,
just wants vengeance because when somebody kills, a member of your family,
no, conscious,
and you
not
want,
all conscious people are like this. But I'm talking about conscious people.
Well,
I get you. I'm just saying. I just think a majority of people want vengeance over justice. Because, I mean, justice.
I can make a case that a majority of people are immature, too. So
yeah, I mean, I feel you, but it's like if you.
They're called 85ers for a reason.
If you kill somebody in someone's family and you go to jail, I mean, certain people aren't just happy with that. They want to see that person dead as well. That's mean.
Okay,
that's,
but
that's
that don't always. It's the smart move, just like, you know,
I mean,
last week in
smart.
Chicago, a dude was a cop was off work and was on his motorcycle. And it's, you know what, I'm going to get into that story. We got to go ahead and take this break real quick. Let's take this break, and then we'll jump into that story when we come back. True Brothers Radio. True Brothers Radio.
It's still bigger than hip.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Keep thinking.
Brothers Radio.
Martin King, Lutheran dreams. The young Denzel, the way I move through scenes. I'm like a preacher that once was a fiend. A story of change that came with wings. Pretty as the skyline, sky is my ally. Son of the most over up high.
True Brothers Radio. We're back and we're talking about parents that go too far. 818-514-1202 is the number to put your 2 cents in. Yeah, now like I was saying before, you know, this happened last week. It was this cop that was off duty riding his motorcycle down the street, and this 4-year-old runs out into the street and he's about to hit the kid, and he's trying to avoid the kid, and he ditches the bike, and, you know, most bike, well, you drop a bike, you know, ditching your bike is the, like, last resort
right.
to, you know, trying to avoid trouble. So he's trying to avoid the five-year-old, and he ditches the bike to try to get the bike out of the way. The bike still gets her, but she only gets minor injuries. The
right.
father and the uncle come out and jump the dude.
Right.
And they jumping him, so he had to pull out his revolver and end up shooting and killing the father. Now, just the fact that he ditched his bike to try to avoid this should tell you that, you know, there wasn't nothing malicious intended.
Right.
And then where was the parents there to keep the kid from running out in the street in the first place?
Right.
Right. I mean, I get that. I mean, I'm talking about.
He was an undercover cop, too, right?
Well, he was an off-duty cop. I don't know if he was undercover.
Off-duty is what I'm
saying.
Right.
My point was, I get what you're saying as far as that, but my point was if somebody intentionally killed a family member, people want vengeance then.
But
I
these fools wanted vengeance, and it was their fault.
Right. I mean, but I feel what you're saying. I mean, I get
right,
you on that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, if I don't like you, and if I walk up to you and I kill a member of your family,
right,
on purpose, and you know that I don't
you,
like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm. That's
but
I mean
still, I mean,
vengeance over justice.
The emotional part about it, you know, I understand. And if someone came in there and hurt one of my loved ones, and I would want to go ahead and straighten that out, and I would want to hurt him. But I'm expecting other people to step in and take
right.
into account
right.
that I'm emotionally compromised.
Right.
And someone's got to step in to make sure, because killing a dude ain't going to bring that other person back.
True. You're absolutely right.
You know.
But the
and then there's other times where you've had people who've gone to jail, and the families believe that this is the person that did it. And if they had their way, they would kill that person. And then it turns out that person ain't even a person that did it.
Now, see, yeah, that's a different.
Rolando
like,
Cruz, that's who comes to mind.
Yeah, that. But see, that's a. To
remember
Rolando, yeah.
For
yeah.
everybody else out in the country, in Illinois back in the 90s, it was this man called Rolando Cruz who was accused of killing this 9-year-old white girl named Janine DeCarico. And a state's attorney prosecuted this guy, had him put in jail, and had the parents believing that this is the guy that did it.
Yeah.
And DNA evidence ended up setting him free because he didn't do it. He said he didn't do it the whole time. Now, like you were saying about the emotions, okay,
mm-hmm.
killing this dude wouldn't be the move.
Right.
Despite how they feel, you know, and it took them a long time to accept the fact that this isn't the guy that did it.
Yeah. I'm speaking as far as, like, I'll give you an example. This is a personal example. I had my auntie was killed by this woman. We knew she did it. She admitted to doing it, and everything was, yeah, we know you did it. At that point of time, we didn't want justice. I mean, you want, everybody is screaming justice, but you don't want justice at that time.
Right.
You want vengeance.
Right.
Because a family
right.
member is gone. Now, she served her time, and now she's free again. And it's
yeah.
almost like...
No, it's not almost like she served her time.
Right, but that's what. But she's still here.
But the pain
here.
Don't go away,
That's
though.
What I'm saying. She's still
well,
here.
Some people say the pain don't go away, but some people become... Some people accept it
right,
and move
see,
on.
But
people,
how can you
some people
hear
forgive
you?
The killers.
Like you
I'm
said,
just saying,
that's
they
some
do.
People, but I think for most, I have to agree
I'm
with
not
Devon.
Say, well, again, that's why they call 85ers, but just because most people are immature
well,
don't mean
may,
you.
Be that as it may, I mean, I still can identify where he's coming from. You
like,
know,
you gotta
a
look
lot
at
of people will want to feel like they need that vengeance, you know, to kind
but
of set
that
them
don't
at ease.
Make it.
But
no,
I'm
but
saying,
we see,
you
got to look
go
at
through
like
that manic period of losing a loved one or going through
I
some of that dramatic.
That.
Okay, so all I'm saying is that I understand where he's coming from. With
like,
that.
You
oh
gotta,
no, I understand too, but I'm not gonna sit there and just get. I'm just not gonna just give thumbs up for irrational emotional behavior.
No, you don't.
I understand it. I feel them, and if it happened to me, I would go through the same myriad
right.
of emotions.
How would you
but,
appraise the but my thing is, how do you approach the person? Not even that you have to, but you know now that this person isn't your family member isn't here,
okay.
but the person who killed the person that
is
still
jail.
Walking. No, they're free now.
Okay,
but that's what I'm saying.
Damn, it ain't like they free in a month.
No,
okay, they served,
but
10,
they still
12 years
or
10, however,
12 years. Your
okay,
family
that
member
don't
still
matter.
Ain't here.
That don't matter.
No, it doesn't.
How does
That's
that
called
matter?
Serving your time. You can't look. Just like we are sitting here advocating for Sarah Cruzon and saying that you've heard her. You said on the show, if it was up to you, she wouldn't have gotten a day. You can't
Not
go.
She did something, but it
no.
Been
you
a lot
said
of time.
She wouldn't have gotten a day.
But okay.
That's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is, she's serving time. She's serving her penance for her crime.
Okay.
At some point, she's come to repent and say, "I'm totally sorry for what I did," and she wants to make up for it. You can't keep holding that over her head, that means you might as well be cool with leaving her in jail for the rest of her life. No?
Morally, I think you're right, but I still believe that a lot of people can't wrap their head around it, and I don't know if you've been a personal victim to that or not.
I can't say
that I have, but I can imagine if something traumatic like that happened to my kid, I can't say that I'm going to be the calm, level-headed person that I am.
Right. Not when it first happens, of course not, but over time, hopefully with the help of counseling of this, that, and the third, you would come to 818-514-1202.
So, okay,
everybody out there, tell us how you feel.
Let's say, okay, if someone wronged you or a member of your family, a close loved one, okay, and they did something totally egregious.
I got
you.
Yeah, I would be hot and on fire.
All right, they got a year and a half in jail.
Well, not one. How does that happen?
Well, Just hear me out. Just take the example with a grain of salt. If that happened to you, and they only got a minimum sentence, or they got let off on a technicality.
Well, then that's different.
Is it really?
Yeah. If they got let off on that still don't give me the right to go
but
kill them.
No, what I'm saying
is... I would want to. Don't get me wrong. I would want to.
It's a difference between what's saying you have a legal right, because nobody has a legal right to kill
anybody. Okay, let me put it like this. That don't mean I will kill them, even though I would want to.
Sure. Okay, you would. But what I'm saying is...
That's a different person, though.
Would you feel like it's time served then?
No, of course not.
Okay, so they're back on the street walking around.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you're still going to have this small... Or
right.
great amount of malice toward them.
Yeah, this is true, but that still don't mean I can go kill them.
Right. No one is saying that.
So I would feel the oh no, we got screwed. I would feel the injustice of it all, and hopefully I would be getting with the prosecutor to find out what can we do to make sure that this can get rectified.
Well, let me
ask you guys about this.
I'm going to bring a comment up that Justin's up in the chat room. Asking what about the dad at the hockey game that bit off one of the other parents' noses in Boston?
See, again, irrational, immature behavior. That don't, because he
that's
felt that way, don't give him carte blanche to do that. That's irrational, silly crap.
No, I feel, like I said, I feel their point of view. I feel what about biting off people's noses and all, like that is irrational. My only comment to that is I understand the progression that a person goes through from this has happened, okay, now there you deal with it and you come to the conclusion that it's done, and then you turn back around and you feel like that a person is now free or they're able to walk the streets, and you still haven't felt that void that's within you.
Okay.
That's
right.
What I'm saying. I feel that
you.
Person.
You got to fill that void.
Well.
You got to deal
been,
with it.
You, yeah, but some people that you've been, something has been taken from you.
So?
Yeah.
No, that's not a so.
That is a so, because, look.
That's not a so.
Things happen. Don't get me wrong. Just like a couple of years back, it was two guys in a moving truck in Chicago on the south side. And the accelerator got stuck on the truck, and it plowed through a yard, and it killed a kid. And the family came out, drugged him out,
beat and killed them.
But see, that's something with out of their control, though. That's a difference between something that's out of your control. Like
it
even,
doesn't
yes,
matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't, because it's all I'm talking about is the fact that these people still had an emotional, immature response,
but
and they and their baser instincts took over, and
right.
they came out there, drug those people out.
Okay.
Over an accident,
okay, but
over an accident, and still killed them. So you can't come up with a situation
yes,
that's gonna make it right.
No,
because
I
for,
can come
for
up
you,
with a situation well, where it's not justified, but where it makes over, like you said, the guy with the motorcycle. That's an accident. That's something that's out of his control. The dude with the truck. That's something out of his control. Versus me walking up to you, putting
Sarah
a gun in your hand, and pulling the trigger.
Sarah Cruzon
was raped, beaten, and forced to live a certain lifestyle that she didn't want to live to.
Okay.
So she took care of it
okay.
the way that she
all
did.
All right,
how.
The dude that ran on the bus and shot up all the people.
What about him?
What about that? I'm picking a dude. Is it okay to go kill him?
Yes.
It's okay
wait,
to go
I
kill.
Think,
so we're
no.
going to get a party and
no,
we're going
to
go to the jail and kill
I'm
him.
Wait a minute.
Saying,
wait a minute. I think you guys are talking about two different
that's
things.
That's what I was saying.
And neither one of you are wrong. Ray, you're talking more in morals. You're saying,
yeah.
you're asking if it's morally right.
Yeah.
Of course, you're right. But also what Devon is saying is right. Your initial reaction to something that traumatic may make you think you're in a manic state of mind.
I said that
so
earlier,
what
though.
What I'm saying is you're saying stuff that's morally correct. So it's like you guys are debating something that doesn't need to be debated. You're right. Both of you are right.
I think it's more of... We were talking like accidents to me, like what was accidental versus something that was premeditated. That's what I'm. That's how I look.
Yeah.
At it.
Look. John Wayne Gacy, crazy serial killer nut. You still not justified to go kill him because
no,
he killed your kid.
I'm not saying
though,
you're justified.
I understand the, no,
I'm
well,
saying
I'm saying,
that if it
I
happened,
understand the emotion.
I
understand how you feel. Just like the two we said, we understand where she's coming from. But then as we were understanding it,
right,
our rational minds kicked in and said,
because
you just can't go half cocked beating people with
right,
that.
Because you didn't have what it, like if, like I said, if I found out that it actually happened, I'd be, hey, whatever happened to the dude. That's a difference versus you don't even know. Like, if I know something happened and it's for
right.
a fact,
so again,
I have no problem
the
with
the fact that she went off
judge.
Half-cocked and did that is still immature.
Right. That's
right.
Right.
Right. Right. So, moving right along. This is a matter of fact, since people going to prison, you might like this. Harry Nicoletti, suspended for sexual sadism at Pennsylvania prison.
Penn State.
State Pen.
Right.
60-year-old Harry Nicoletti was a guard at the Pennsylvania State Prison in Pittsburgh, working on a block that housed new inmates parole violators. He didn't take too kindly to pedophiles, gay, or transgendered people, though he's at least bisexual himself. Police say that when the new inmates arrived, Nicoletti would announce the ones which were pedophiles. They would be signed out for a unique brand of sadism. According to police, Nicoletti and seven other guards were into torture. They would use racial and sexual slurs, coerce inmates into raping and beating, targeting prisoners, and forcing them to fondle each other. Nicoletti appeared to be the worst of the bunch. Police say that he once gave an inmate a lighter and ordering him to set another prisoner on fire. He tried to rape one inmate with a broomstick, flush others' heads down the toilet, and forced them to perform oral sex. Nicoletti and the others are suspected of raping and molesting more than 20 prisoners over a two-year period. He's been suspended since January to seven other guards in April, and a grand jury is looking into the accusations. Now, we're going to go ahead and take another break, and then we'll get into this story when we come back.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now double your money.
Two Brothers Radio.
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he's talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he's talking about sexual activity.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
About Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's Devon from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, ladyboys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hitters, ass burglars, white beards, something like that.
Thanks, Devon. Now we know.
And knowing will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
Two Brothers Radio.
Them I graduate. I study hard and save the party for the holidays. Diplomatic with them diploma and them bounty grade. Because them not pick up, no matter can I perpetrate. And then I love the energies where them I generate. My generation is so special, it will make a change. Because
True Brothers, True Brothers Radio. And we're back, and we're talking about the sadistic prison guard. Now, going to your point, Devon.
Uh-huh.
If the dude who shot my family member and I'm upset happened to end up in his prison and ran into this dude, the personal gratification of the sadistic guard would probably make me feel a lot better. But that don't change the fact that this dude is effed up and wrong.
I guess I feel what you're saying. It's just, I don't know. Like,
what if your family member goes to jail for something he didn't do, and he runs into this guy and gets treated like this?
That's wrong.
Okay,
for something he didn't do.
No, but what if he just went in? Just because he go in there, don't mean that you're supposed to abuse him.
Right.
Prisoners aren't supposed to be abused.
No doubt.
So regardless of whether he did or didn't do it, the prison guard is still wrong and foul. Now
right.
He gets to go in there, and now they get to have fun with him.
Right. Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah.
So the fact that if you go in there and didn't do anything,
then you deserve.
Even if he did do it, you can't take the fact that someone did something and say, okay, well, no, we get to treat you any way we want.
But okay, with that,
because when you're able to make that judgment, then other people are allowed to make that judgment about you.
If I do something messed
up, whether they feel you did something messed up or not.
I mean, that's
if you don't, if you don't believe in being a nation of laws, a nation of rules, then you can make a justification to do anything.
Well, depends.
No, it doesn't. Because someone is always supposedly hurt. We were talking about Sarah Cruzan. I can guarantee you there's somebody in Gigi's family, the pimp that got shot, there's somebody in his family who just believe in they purest of hearts that he didn't do anything and he got shot for no reason.
But that's just not the fact, though.
But it doesn't matter. Like, people care about facts.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's why we call them 85.
This is what I'm saying. The difference is if it's a fact, then I feel like it's
really?
Just a, yes.
Really? Because yes. When they put brother away, Rolando Cruz, they put him away, when they closed that book, all that was supposedly fact.
No, I'm saying what
but it
what
was supposed
no,
fact,
no,
then
no,
what
no. actual
There's
fact.
A whole lot of people in jail right now that's doing 10, 20, 30 years on what was supposedly fact.
Supposedly.
Mumia is supposedly fact.
Supposedly.
Okay.
But not
still,
actual.
No, still.
That's a difference.
No, that's not a difference because people are going to act on how they feel. And that's the whole point.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if it's an actual fact to something that's been done and you can run it back, it's not somebody made up a story, or somebody finds it to be an actual fact,
that means anything can happen to them.
That means something can happen to them. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not like you're living for the – well, it's kind of like you're living that eye for an eye type of thing. But
okay.
if you got it, whatever you send out there will come back to you. That's what
okay.
I'm saying. If it's an actual – if you go out and you blast somebody and you see some – you walk up to somebody, and I'm not just talking this case that I was talking about. I'm saying if you go out there and you kill somebody, knowing that you did it, you have to expect that some you can be killed because somebody might come back and kill you.
Jester said, easily led in the wrong direction, hard to lead in the right direction. What is the duty of civilized man? I like that. Because that's the whole point of being a nation of laws and a nation of one of these prisoners supposed to have a constitutional right of no unjust punishment.
Right.
So what this guard did, whether it make you feel good or not, is still unjust.
But, being
arrested, wrongly convicted
right.
of something.
True.
Exactly.
But,
that's
again, just like I was talking about, the parents of Janine Nkerico, the state's attorney told them, this is the dude that did it. We got facts. This is the dude that did it.
But
they believed it. They still believed it and took it in their hearts. So it was facts to them. And it was hard to show them otherwise because they believed.
But what's fact to someone is not actual fact. That's, again, that's supposed fact. That's
because,
not
I mean, any parent will want closure, you know, of some sort for, you know, for what's been, you know, for what's happened to their family member, their child, whomever. So it's easier to grasp onto something. So anyone can come and tell you anything. That gives you a small sense of closure.
Right.
But then I think it makes the wound all that much more worse when you find out
that you've been led, that it's been,
you've
right.
been on
true.
A roller coaster
that's,
ride.
That's what I'm, but that's what I'm saying.
But
again, when you had the Central Park, the teenagers that were charged back in the 80s for the Central Park rape, which they turned out they didn't do. They served all them years, and it was supposed fact. And all that time when people was believing what they were told or what they were given as fact, to say that, okay, now we can do anything we want to them because we've proved that they're guilty,
no,
is wrong.
No, but that's, again, you said it yourself. That's not actual. If they were, if they were found if they actually did do it, that's what I'm saying. If they, not what some judge
said.
How
would you know, Devon?
How would you know?
If the police came to you and said, someone shot your brother, and this is the dude that did it. Here's the weapon that did it. We got ballistics. This, that, and the third. You're telling me that you're not going to believe them?
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't believe them.
You would believe them then?
I would believe them.
Okay. And then when you find out 10 years later that they planted the gun on the dude and framed him, and the whole time we say, hey, man, we're going to beat the crap out of him in jail. We're going to rape him with a broomstick, everything, so you feel better. And you find out that what you thought was fact ain't fact.
Okay.
But this dude is suffering.
Okay.
You cool with that?
No, I've not once said I was cool with that.
No, I'm making a point is, you never, this whole thing about what's fact and what's actual fact,
yes.
You never know.
If the person can confront, if I see this person do it, that's an actual
fact. Okay,
most
people ain't going to never see
the person
do it.
If I'm looking out my window, you, what I'm saying is you got grandmothers who've looked out the window and saw the grandson get killed. Now, here's my thing. If you tell the big brother or whoever that this dude did it, I saw him do it, that goes outside of somebody saying that this, yeah,
check.
I think,
you know,
this
what you
person
can check
did
out?
That.
You need to check out how many times an eyewitness account of something has been wrong.
I'm just saying. It's been wrong and it's been right. If I can go to my grandmother and she say, I looked out the window, and she knows, not that she thinks or she has a speculation, but she knows
that this dude did this.
There's plenty of people who give eyewitness testimony and swear that they know and they're wrong.
But I'm not going off the people who – you could be wrong and you could be right. I'm going with the person that knows. Like, I'm not going with the what if. Like, if I can sit here and say, I know you have a black shirt on. It's not a speculation. It's nothing like that. I know you're wearing a black shirt.
Okay.
That's my thing. If she can tell me, are you sure? I'm 100%.
Just to say, my cousin Benny theory, right?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure. I saw him put the gun to his head and pull the trigger.
Okay.
Now, vengeance kicks in. Not the whole. Oh man, let's call the police.
That's why society is supposed to help keep you from making a mistake. See, vengeance doesn't matter. Justice matters. Vengeance doesn't matter. Your cry for vengeance is negated by the society because a law has to kick in and there should be punishment but not vengeance.
Okay, but what if the punishment don't suit the crime?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's between you and the court.
Hence, that's what I'm saying. That's my point. Like,
I don't know. I mean, for some people, nothing will ever fit the crime. For some people, nothing will ever fit the crime. For some people want death for something that death shouldn't be allowed. Like I said before, I don't mind a death penalty if you can show me that the process you use to lead this person to death is flawless and an innocent person can't be put to death.
Right. Therefore,
it will never be an eye for an eye because you're never going to have a system that's going to be so sure to say that, okay, yeah, we're going to kill, that we should kill this person.
No, you would never have a system you would never have a system that comes right out and say, okay, we know for a fact. I mean, the only thing you got is if the person admits to it.
Who's the brother that got executed last year?
The black dude that died right afterwards. I'm gonna hate myself tomorrow for that. I'm gonna forget.
Yeah,
but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but okay, the family of the shot cop will swear up and down on a stack of Bibles that he did it. And
yeah, but he was found out to not do it.
No, it wasn't found out to not do it. There was enough circumstantial evidence, but they chose not to look at it.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That didn't prove he didn't do it.
From when? How long ago?
Last year. They executed him October. Last year. Yeah.
He got executed in October last year.
No, not Tukey.
It was, I'm looking at this cat's face right now.
Yeah, I know. It's on the tip of my tongue, too.
Oh, wow. I'm a little fuzzy on that myself. Well, just to have a short switch of gears here, LL Cool J, Intruder, faces life in prison after he heals, of course.
Yeah, Mama said knock you out.
Beat him down.
Now, he knew he did it.
He beat him down.
Right.
He didn't kill him, though.
No.
No,
he didn't kill him, but he didn't say, I'm going to call the police.
He beat him down. I'm going to read my story today.
Right.
Y'all going to learn today. Okay, looks like LL Cool J's Intruder is facing more severe consequences in addition to a brutal beatdown from the cut and stacked rapper. Turns out, under a legal statute, he might be facing life in prison after he heals. Jonathan Kirby, the 56-year-old man accused of breaking into LL Cool J's mansion, suffered a broken jaw, nose, and ribs after the rapper actor caught him in the act and beat him into submission.
Ooh.
After he heals up, Kirby only has life in prison to look forward to. Kirby has priors, and under California's three strikes law, he could get a life sentence for attempted robbery, reports CNN.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
My world. All fine.
Kirby's priors. Before you go feeling sorry for him, he's previously been convicted of voluntary manslaughter, first-degree burglary, and auto theft. The LL Cool J mansion break-in adds first-degree burglary to his rap sheet.
The
Legal Eagles called the first-degree charge a quote-unquote third-striker offense.
Right.
Technically speaking, he could face 38 years in prison if convicted of the charges. Prosecution is asking for Kirby's bail to be set at $1.1 million bail, and arraignment for the suspect is not yet set. That's because he's still recovering in the hospital from his injuries.
You know why he did it. He had watched that Unsung with Kumo D and just figured LL was all wrong and went for it. Big mistake.
No.
Nothing about LL screams. Yeah, I can punk him.
Right.
Do we need to take it back to Thanksgiving Sunday?
Okay. Ask Jamie Foxx.
I'd have loved to have been on that set, though. Yeah, it was so hot.
Yeah, he told her. Yeah, Jamie told about what
happened.
Excuse
me?
What?
Huh?
Pickle.
You talking about the pickle?
No.
I just, only thing that it got me is he put that gloss on his lips. I would never say that.
I said it.
What's that?
That fight would have been hot if I'd have been on the sidelines. Yes, I said it. Now.
I don't see how that's popular. I just don't do nothing for me.
I bet the lady say it's popping.
I ain't tragic. I mean, at the end of the day, LL glosses his lips. I would never tell
him that.
Glosses his lips like
whatever.
Hey,
that don't give him that. Yeah, you breaking his house if you want to.
No, I would.
Troy
do that.
Davis, that's his name.
Yeah,
that was good.
Thank you, Hot Topics. Yes.
Yeah, she knows.
Troy Davis.
Yeah, but
and again, well, I ain't gonna get back on that, but yeah.
But nah, you got LL does his thing, knocks people out, and justice, or was it vengeance? Later at Truth Brothers Radio. That could be a topic, man.
That'd be a good topic.
It would.
Justice versus vengeance.
It would.
Right, we need to get into that. Write that down. Hotel thief weapon of choice. Hot coffee.
Oh.
Police say a man robbed a hotel a mile from the Pentagon with an unusual weapon, a hot cup of coffee. The suspect entered the Best Western in Arlington, Virginia, on Tuesday night around 9:45 p.m., threw the coffee on the front desk attendant and jumped the counter, stealing cash drawer with about $450 and a cell phone in it.
Oh, my God.
Arlington County Police had said, and then he drove away. Officers dispatched a K-9 unit to the U.S. Park Police helicopter and a U.S. Park Police helicopter. I didn't even know that they had those. was called in to help search for the suspect who fled in a white sedan, like OJ's truck.
Right. Just to say, that's a wake up call you don't want.
Yep. The best part of waking up
is in your face.
The desk clerk.
Caffeinated.
Right. It's decaf. Calm down. The desk clerk's condition is unknown. A message was left at the Best Western. Best Western manager that said you've been hit by the Green Hornet. Now I'm just playing.
Wow.
Now I'm just playing. Yeah.
Wow.
Your face was priceless on that one. The suspect is described as a black male, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds.
Of course,
knuckle.
6'3", 170. That might have been me. What was I?
370 or 170?
170.
Oh.
6'3", 170.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, nothing about you screamed 370.
No, nothing like that. He was wearing a black hat, glasses, a black athlete jacket, white athletic shoes, white shorts and white shoes during the robbery. I'm
that
sorry.
Could have been you.
Could have been me. I don't know. Where was I? Arlington, located just across the Potomac River in Washington, D.C., is home to numerous...
Potomac, man. But keep going.
Well, Potomac. Well, that's what it says.
The Potomac.
It's a Potomac.
Potomac. No, Potomac. Okay. Reading is fundamental.
It is, but it's on here. Potomac. It's like Potomac.
I'm sorry.
Potomac. Potomac River in Washington, D.C. Washington.
That's where Washington crossed. The Potomac.
The Potomac.
Shut up.
Washington Dick.
Damn.
The Washington Dick Center. D.C., right? Is home to numerous government institutions, including the Pentagon and Arlington National Cemetery.
Oh, my God.
Pentagon.
There you go. Oh, wow.
Potomac.
The Potomac.
Whatever.
Here we go.
That's like
woman kicked Potomac off flight man. Over panties.
What?
Woman kicked off flight over panties.
I think I heard about that.
Sure, you picked that story.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have known this one.
A New York woman's lawsuit against JetBlue claims she was embarrassed by a worker who asked her about her underwear and was later removed from the flight. Financial consultant Melinda Knowles, 27, said her Manhattan Supreme Court lawsuit that she was flying to Florida for a business meeting on July 13, 2010, when she was approached by a JetBlue supervisor.
JetBlue.
Knowles, who said her dark denim shorts were concealed by her baggy T-shirt, and the supervisor placed an antenna of his walkie-talkie between her legs.
What you got there?
What's going on? He said, I don't want to see your panties or anything, but do you have any on?
Yeah.
I didn't want to show him anything. He wanted me to basically show my crotch. I was completely humiliated. It was vulgar. It was macho. It was rude. Knowles said she was escorted off the plane and taken to a John F. Kennedy Airport hangar where she showed workers she was wearing shorts. She said she returned to the plane, but a worker told her that she had to exit because the pilot was refusing to fly with her on board. JetBlue declined to comment. Wow.
Was she dog?
Yeah, she's a sister.
Yeah, they just.
But just who are you to make that determination? She's went through the scanners and went through it. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Woo! I don't. It's too much in my head.
Tony's head exploded.
I'm just saying. Hey, I don't mean to be rude, but look here.
But do you got any out? Let me just see.
Woo! I'd be retiring. Thanks a lot. I almost said something.
Tony, you're right. But that was from the lawsuit. The lawsuit that made it up to the New York Supreme Court. She finna get
cha-ching. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I was just looking,
trying to check out the view.
Yep. No problem. I'm gonna send them to you too. Yep. Thank you.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. Do you have any panties on?
Yep. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I pay for
stupid. Stupid. I hope they fired him. Oh my God, he's an idiot.
Something like that don't happen to me.
What? Because someone would die. That's why.
Nope, that's vengeance.
Yeah, but I'd be
yeah, right. Right. Vengeance would be set upon thee.
No. You don't go fight.
Whoa. What do we have here?
Wait till the check let it
Do bang. You have any panties on? I don't see any panty lines.
Yep. I think it's time.
I think we
good
need
old
check
field.
For safety's sake.
You know, we don't know. A little bit too smooth back there.
Wow.
A little bit too smooth back there. We need to get a filler.
She says that wouldn't happen to me. I probably wouldn't tell him until I'm ready to get that lawyer. I was like, by the way, a couple months ago.
Nope.
But we're about to get paid, though.
Shit.
Don't know about that.
Yeah. She'd had to. Oh, look, there's a new vet in the garage. You know how I got it?
Hey.
Lawsuit. It's America's check.
Right. Lawsuits, America's check.
Let me quit joking.
I couldn't just go through and have some person just come in.
That is just totally offensive.
There you go.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you know.
Tell me, he didn't just say that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I just like to get my fill on there once in a while. You know, excuse me, ma'am.
Like, I don't want you to lift them up. I just want to check. Let me.
Hold on. Lift that.
Let me check.
There you go. Lift that to the side a little bit.
You do got shorts on.
He'd be fired.
Get on the plane. Hurry up.
That ain't no one. Be still.
Oh, God. That's a mess.
You hear that?
No.
My one, stand up. Now that my hands are up, but I'm still searching you.
Armenia says that there was a lady who got escorted off the plane because she was showing too much cleavage.
That's the one I had seen that day.
And I bet you all the women put her off the plane because I'm sure the guys was like, I'm cool with it.
Yeah,
I'm good. Let's go.
I was actually going to pick that story.
Hope we got a lot of turbulence on the flight.
Ooh, she's jiggling. Somebody get that Ciroc bottle, pour it on. That's wrong.
Wow.
That's wrong. Nah, I'm all
that's
for that.
That's a mess. Well.
Ghetto. It's ghetto. But you know, if you're top heavy, why would you go on the plane with something?
Because some people believe that that's sexy. So some people dress to show off their baby.
I'm just saying. That's what they did. Some people dress to show off their baby. Their baby.
I know somebody who used to call them their baby.
My baby.
Wow, really? They go with you wherever you go.
My baby.
They baby.
I guess.
Who calls them their baby?
That's oh, my God.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess I'm innocent. No comment.
My babies. I'm sorry. That's funny to me.
Yeah.
It is my midgets here. Keep them with me.
Who said that?
Keep them close with me.
Who said that?
Hmm?
Oh, okay.
No, just somebody, you know, somebody I knew back in the day. They
yeah.
They used to walk around with elves.
Yeah. He's my baby.
Every like, Christmas.
Really?
Somebody baby been bad.
Yeah.
Needs a spanking.
Yeah, it's someone I worked with back in the day, and they used to always would just, parade they puppies around.
But see, that's the thing. You don't have to do that.
But some people love the attention.
You don't have to do that. You're going to get attention anyway.
It's different type of attention you get. Like, if you're coming in with a suit, a pantsuit, and you're covered up, then you'll get,
But
if you come in with a sports bra.
Right.
But what I'm saying is.
Just perks up your day.
Goddamn. Look, if a woman has a nice set, whether she's wearing a turtleneck or a V-cut shirt, I mean,
you're gonna
you
get
know
the,
that they're there.
It's always right. It's always a difference. And hell, if the air conditioner is on.
There you go. Like, it's like the booty jeans. Like, you can have a nice butt, and we'll be like, oh, man. But if you got the low shorts with the butt, I think I need to go get me a wand and search and see what's going on.
Yeah,
she might not make it through security.
Well, there you go.
I'm just saying.
Let's get ready to go into hour two. Hour two, we are talking about what has Obama done? Now, you know, I found it funny because when we put this topic out there, a couple of people wrote, hey, man, we can't talk about that right now. You sound like you're working for Fox News. Don't talk about that right now. And no, we want to get the record straight. We're going to go ahead and go through what Obama's done. There's people who say he just hasn't done nothing. There's some people who don't want to give him credit for anything. And then there's some people who want to give him too much credit. So we're going to just go through and get the facts out, as they say.
Yeah, a lot of people got that problem. But we'll clear a lot up. You know, a couple of listeners. We'll
check straighten them out.
Yeah, we'll get into that. See
cool.
What happens.
True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio.
The new moon rolled high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, describe, and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual wanna suit of all.
Barack Obama said he would give us change. Auto bailouts. Renewable energy, consumer protection, and Obamacare. Change has made life uncertain, scary, even dangerous in these times. Real Americans want a candidate that will take this country back to what it needs, back to what it wants, back to what it's been asking for all along. That candidate is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney and his ever faithful, running mate Paul Ryan, has a plan to give this country what it needs to be proud again. He has a plan to get this country off its knees and bent over the table of stability. He has a plan to give America what it's been asking for. What is this plan, you ask? Well, Mitt Romney says he's ready and pretty excited. What is this plan? Ready and pretty excited. Well, it's simple. Romney Ryan plans to undo all of this hope and change bull and get America back on track.
Auto bailout.
Romney Ryan plans on putting GM and Chrysler where they belong and letting the markets give you the car you deserve.
Renewable energy.
Romney Ryan don't do fantasies. Look, you can't put a windmill on a car. They're going to get energy the old-fashioned way. The way God intended.
Consumer protection.
No big government here. Romney Ryan understands that corporations are people and consumers are not. People are guaranteed equal protection under the law. So he'll have Romney Ryan Corporation Protection. Protecting the people who make this country go.
Obamacare.
Do we even have to go there? That's out on day one. It will be replaced with Romney Ryan Healthcare Boo-Boo Bonus Bucks. Give these to hospitals and they will make sure healthcare has the right outcome. Romney Ryan, ready and pretty excited to give America what it's been asking for.
This is Truth Brothers Radio, and we approve this message.
Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can leave us your email comments at wewanttruth@weatt.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we're sitting around chatting in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. So we're into our second hour now.
All right. Yeah, how'd you like that? And Mitt Romney, boy.
Great.
Yep.
That's the acronym.
It's only fair. Are y'all ready to get raped?
America.
Haven't we been enough?
Nope. No, this ain't yeah.
Done. Well, what were we talking about last week?
What's that?
What was the term?
Justifiable rape.
Justifiable.
Yeah.
Oh, and matter of fact, Paul Ryan doubled down on that yesterday on Fox News, and he was saying how he believes that conception is conception no matter how it happens.
Yeah.
Didn't take it out on a child, so therefore he just believes that, hey, you should have your rapist baby.
Yeah,
it's okay. You don't take it out on a child. If your 14-year-old daughter gets Sandusky, let her have a baby.
Yep.
Make her closer.
Makes her grow up fast.
Right. Right. The more layers you peel off that onion, the creepier it gets.
The whole thing is my
Yeah.
Makes her grow up fast. So you keep saying you want her to be an adult.
Makes her
give
mature,
her a baby.
Right. Yeah. Barbies don't do it. Babies do it.
Yep.
Especially from your Uncle Dad.
Well, why would you get a baby alive when you can have a live baby?
Right.
That's
think
nice.
About it.
That is a
I think I got a sponsor. But go ahead. All right, but no, this second hour conversation will be what has Obama done? And a lot of people had some choice words about what he has done and what he hasn't done.
Well, please elaborate.
You got people who just don't believe in the system altogether. They just believe that people are known as Obama lovers, and we tend to not want to put facts and all these other things into the conversation. We just we're blinded by the big black light of Obama is what they say.
Right.
So
it's Obama.
Yeah, it's like
therefore he does nothing wrong. No, he does plenty of stuff wrong.
Like I said,
nobody's perfect.
Exactly, and like I was saying when I was having a comment, I was saying that has he done? I'm more towards appreciative than anything because of the fact that has he done things that I disagree with? Absolutely. He's done a lot of things that I don't agree with. Has he done things that I agree with? Yes. That makes him a human being. Also, I'm more like, I look at Obama as like an inspiration to a point of he's almost like you can do almost. Obama used to ride the L on 95th and he's living in the White House.
True.
Like,
right.
It's just an inspiration to me.
And it just shows you whether you agree with his policies or not.
Right.
It shows you there's a path that it actually can be done.
Exactly.
You actually can tell your son without feeling like you lying through your teeth that if you work hard, you could become president.
And then, some people say I'd rather raise an honest child.
True. Hey, I mean, look, some people feel that way about politicians. I totally get that. I totally understand that. But at the same time, when you're a representative for a large, diverse group of people, there's always going to be some people who are never happy with what you do.
Exactly.
Now, if a politician, whether he's good, bad, indifferent, or otherwise, keeps worrying about the people who aren't happy with what he's doing, he's never going to get anything done.
Right.
Absolutely.
I can sit here. I can name some politicians I can't stand. I can name some politicians I have respect. But at the same time, I can say if I was a senator right now, it would be some things that I would do that would totally tick people off. And it's going to be some things that I do that's going to totally make people happy.
Right.
But I think representative government means that the people who voted you in, they should be a little bit more happy than the people that didn't vote you in. That's kind of how it works.
It's only going to be that way because the people who didn't vote you in has a different opinion.
Right.
Right.
So it's
right.
Only fair.
But it still should be some things that person does that you can say, oh, yeah, okay.
Exactly.
I mean, if
absolutely.
You totally disagree with everything that this person is doing, I mean, I cannot sit here and say I disagree with 100% of everything Bush did. I can say 80%.
Right.
I can say enough that he wasn't for me.
Right.
I can sit here and tell you, no, Reagan was not good to black people. But I bet you if we dig down deep enough, we're going to find some things that Reagan did that you can say, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I can roll with that.
Right. Okay.
And I mean, that's just how it is.
But I think a lot of people, and it's not just one particular person. I think majority of the black community feel as if he's not doing.
No.
I mean, not a majority. I mean, a lot of black people feel as if he's not just taking care of black people because they feel as if we voted you in. No, not just
and that's
you
where we're wrong.
Voted Obama in. A lot of people, I mean, a lot of races, I don't want to say people. You have Mexicans, you have whites, you have blacks. A lot of people voted this man into the presidency.
Right.
So that being, you have gays that voted this man into the
right.
presidency.
Big time, yeah.
So because this man has to appease all, not
so
just you.
He has to, if the man is following his agenda and believe it or not, he has done almost everything he said he was going to do. A lot of people don't believe that, but it's true. A lot of the stuff he said, look, a lot of people voted for Obama thinking he was going to be a hardcore progressive. He wasn't a hardcore progressive when he ran, and you should have known that. He's always been a political pragmatist, so don't be surprised when he's pragmatic in office.
Right.
And though it makes me mad and make me want to pull my hair out, the way it seemed like he compromises and likes to get his hand cut off, trying to extend his hand to the other party, he's gotten a lot done in an opposition government. And when we start going to some of these things, you're going to be surprised.
Right.
That he got a lot of these things done.
And the time that he's been in office.
Mm-hmm. Right. Considering what he was left with.
But like you said, Devon, going back to the inspiration, to see a man that we can identify with just, you know, just meeting everyday people.
Right.
He was an everyday person who worked his way up through the ranks.
Exactly.
You know, and can identify more or less with the common man as opposed to Romney, who's been born into money and cannot identify with the everyday
exactly.
life and gripes of the 99%.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like I said, your last seven presidents, even before, I might go beyond that, but none of them just appeal to be the common man that you can just have a conversation with.
I wouldn't say that.
I'm just.
I would say Clinton, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
You could.
Well,
I'm not
seven presidents ago. Yeah. I know Clinton was. I'm trying to think. What was that?
That's not that far back.
Yeah, you're right. I'm counting in my head.
You know, I'm just. You know, look, black people, older black people especially, black people who grew up in the civil rights movement, revere John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
They revere that man, and they believe that he's a great man, and he was a great president, and they believe he helped Martin Luther King, and yeah, he did. And at the same time, the FBI had plans to kill him. I'm talking about Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
So, you know, take it for what it is. Take it for what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
look, not all politicians are full of crap. You could say that. At the same time, I can tell you, I grew up at a time when Harold Washington was the mayor of Chicago, and I've seen a change in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the lessons I learned from that is when he got in the office, a lot of the people who helped get him in the office said, okay, boom, we finna push this pro-black agenda, and we finna get some things done, and we gonna cram it down the North Side's throat, and we gonna do this and that. And he said, no, I'm going to govern all the wards, all sides of Chicago. I'm governing over everybody,
right,
not just black people. And he still, the stuff that he did improved the South Side and the West Side immensely.
Yeah.
By taking care of everybody. He still rose. A rising tide lifts all boats. When you sit there and want to try to isolate and just pick, okay, the South and West Side's finna get everything, you can't do that. Because he knew if he wanted to have a dynasty, and before he died, they pretty much had acknowledged that, yeah, he got the city on lock.
Yeah.
But he knew he needed North Side votes. He needed everyone's vote.
Right.
And well, that's the lessons that people got to learn.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that some black people believe that Obama just needs to have this pro-black agenda because they feel as if we're the ones suffering the most.
Right. Now, again, let's go through civics 101. Obama gets with Tavis Smiley and Cornel West to appease them, like you say. Mm-hmm. He going to appease them. We're going to come up with the black agenda, and he going to have it printed on red, black, and green paper, and he going to have it presented to the Congress with a dude with an African spear, and he going to give it to John Boehner, and John Boehner going to look at him and set it on fire. How do you push a black agenda through an opposition government, like the House of Representatives?
That's what we don't think as a people, because really, how can something like that get passed along?
Exactly.
It can't. If you are a president of the people, you have to take all people into account, all of their needs, all of their wants, all of everything that goes into the society for people to thrive.
But what's crazy is a lot of people just believe that Obama will do no good because he's a politician, and they believe that he's evil from the jump, which, I mean, I don't get that. I don't understand it. But, I want to see, when I'm having a conversation with somebody, I want to hear their point of view, and I want to know what makes you feel that way. But if you can't come behind it with something as, okay, he did this, he did that, and yeah, it's like your argument doesn't have any weight to
right.
it. It's just you're just saying stuff because of a personal opinion that you have towards this man. Like I said, I personally don't agree with everything he does.
You're not going to agree with anything?
Right.
Dude, me and you are tighter than tight.
Right.
You don't agree with everything I do.
Yeah,
I don't agree with everything you do.
Right.
We don't
agree from that.
No one's going to do that.
514-1202 is the number. Get in on this conversation.
Let's start drilling down into this. Topic one. Let's talk about what he's done to try to bring fiscal responsibility after the Bush Depression. And that's what it was. The Bush Depression. So let's get some stuff straight about the economy and whatnot. Understand that when Bush came into office, before Bush left office at the height of the financial collapse and the housing collapse, the economy was losing 800,000 jobs a month, not a year, a month. This is before Obama got in. But by the end of his first year, he had already created and sustained 2.1 million jobs. That's a fact. You can look that up now. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. That's something good that he did. He stopped the bleeding. Now, we're going through our like 24th month of continuous job growth today. Now, are we building enough jobs? No, we're not. He'll even tell you that we're not. We're building them very stagnantly, but we're still building them.
Exactly.
We're still building them.
And even something that I had looked up was he had provided for the public to meet with Federal Housing Insurance to refinance the new plan. The new plan can be completed in more than one day, just say that. But he provided the public to meet with a federal housing insurers to refinance a mortgage if they are having trouble paying their mortgage.
And I know a lot of people who benefited from that.
Exactly.
I know a lot of people who benefited from that.
I know quite a few myself. It's just...
And you want to talk about... What were they talking about? Smaller government and all of this. On his first day in office, he froze White House salaries.
Yeah.
First day, he froze White House salaries.
And that was a symbolic act, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But still. Yeah. It wasn't symbolic if he was due to get that raise.
Yeah. And even again, we was talking about the treatment of prisoners earlier in the Terrible Truth. And like you said, within his first week in office, he signed a detailed executive order to ban torture and inhumane treatment of prisoners.
Yep. Now if we're talking about liking and disliking, before you sit there and say we just gonna talk about everything we like, one thing I disagree with him on today is, to me, he didn't close down Guantanamo. Now, I know that the Congress fought him on closing down Guantanamo, but I believe that's one of the things he should have fought for harder and shoved down their throat. That's me personally. I disagree with that. I believe Guantanamo should be closed down.
Yeah.
Though he did stop the policy of torture. 818-514-1202. Press 1, raise your hand, jump in on this conversation. If somebody out there got some things that they don't like, feel free to call. This is not a love fest. Feel free to call anytime you want. We got a caller. Hey, Tony, you on with the Truth Brothers?
Oh boy, where do we start? I got my info.
Back papers here. So, yeah, right now we're dealing with the economy. What you got on the economy?
Oh, boy. All right. Look, in the beginning of his presidential career, he was faced with a phenomenal task of fixing what had already been screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't 8 years. It was policies that were screwed up as well. It wasn't just the economy, but those policies that were enacted even while Clinton was in office and before. Those policies were the ones that that he had to try and streamline to get everything together.
Right.
So we're talking about not just 8 years of the Bush administration. We're talking about beyond the Bush administration that he had to clean up. And a lot of people don't get that. The first thing they want to do is they want to blame 8 years. You know, they want to blame him for something that had happened for 8 years. Yep. But you have to actually go back beyond 8 years.
Yep. Well,
because it wasn't.
It wasn't 30 years of Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan to this country is unforgivable. When Reagan took office, we were the number one lender nation. When he left office, we were the number one debtor nation.
Exactly.
He created more of a deficit than all presidents before him combined.
Combined. And a lot of people want to say, well, what can he, how come we're in this mess and how Obama hasn't done anything? What president could do anything in 4 years? Not to mention, we've got a Congress that does not want to back anything he's doing because they had already made a plan to get him out. The day he was inaugurated.
That's right. The day he was inaugurated, they had a meeting. They had a meeting at a restaurant. Bitch McConnell and John Boehner both came together and said, we are not going to let him push anything through.
Nothing through.
This came out today when you had Arlen Specter came to the vice president and told him, hey, man, I'm going to just let you know, you're not going to get any help across the board on nothing from us. We've been told we can't do anything to help you.
That's right.
The inspector told him that. That's a fact. Before you want to blame him for everything, that's a fact. So you've got one half of
people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
It unnerves me, you know, and I try and have pleasant and decent conversations about this, but a lot of times you can't because some people are so hell-bent on the ideas, and that's fine, you know, but let's look at the truth and let's look at the real of it, you know. And And I'm going to say this. We always talk about being behind our black leaders. We always talk about supporting one another. Well, where's the support?
I think a lot of times people don't want to support him because they think some black people don't want to support him because they feel as if he's not doing anything fast enough for them, or he's
but
not.
It didn't take three and a half years to bring this country down. We're on our knees, basically. On our knees.
Mm-hmm. But we're looking for a Messiah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But he's not that.
The whole time he was running, people was like, he's Jesus. He's going to save us. A lot of times I felt as if people, you're like, I had a shirt made that had Obama on it as a superhero. It wasn't meant for him to just say, oh, okay. It stood for change. It stood for right and the wrong. And I never was going to hold him accountable in 4 years for something that a man did in eight.
At the same time, this is something that I will put at his doorstep. This is something I will blame him on. He created the thing of hope and change, and he had a lot of people after Bush totally decimated this country's morale and spirit. He came with something, and people totally bought into it. He should have recognized that, and he should have been. When you recognize that, you can't be a pragmatist no more. He should have more FDR-like and push social agendas and push a populist plan through and rallied people and got them more energized. What he did is he let the people he built for this hope and change thing, he let them go to the wayside, and he should have gave people something to do.
Right. And, you know,
right.
When you think about that, though, I think it's like, I want to get to the Bush situation. It's like it was like a bad breakup to a point where it's like you saw him leaving and you wanted everything that was totally opposite of Bush.
True.
To me. Like,
yeah.
you would with anything that didn't represent that man at all. And on top of that, he rolled that all the way through. He rolled the fact that, like, he didn't want to sway people's votes and have them thinking that, oh, well, if he don't say everything opposite of Bush, then we're not going to vote for him. I just think a lot of people just tended to believe into that too much, but at the same time, they didn't want to not believe it.
People were suffering so that anything that they could try and hold on to and grasp to, they were going to go for it, you know, because he did represent a change. He still does. But the point is that he doesn't have enough time in 4 years to turn around screw-ups that have been happening for decades.
But you would think people would be a little bit more cognizant of that.
Because, again, they're desperate. People are out of jobs. People are hungry. They're losing homes. And, you know,
you're holding the wrong
they're now. Yeah, but now people are looking at things that they never thought they would have to look at. You know, they never thought that they would have to dream of doing by, you know, living off of their children's college money or.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depleting their savings accounts of which they've been, you know, working so hard to increase over so many years. But now people are now depleting all of these things.
Right. Just, I mean, you might have to, some people who had to go to a food bank for the first time, that's a kind of.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they lash out, or people losing their farms or people seeing that they expecting something, and then a certain program or certain stuff dies in Congress, and you see and you were counting on that for help, and then you do want to blame the person in charge.
Right.
Because who else do you go to?
Right. But we got other callers, Tony, so we're going to go ahead.
Okay, go right ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. 240, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
What's happening, beautiful people? This is Mikhail from Grown Soul and Real Talk. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I ain't heard from you in a minute. How you been, man?
Been good, man. Y'all got a high conversation going on here. And, you know, I like what the brother said earlier. You know, a lot of people just forget their civics lesson, or they really telling that they was falling asleep in high school, in that class. You know, I mean, because you know, times has been rough for a very long time, not just now. You know what I'm saying? It's been rough for a long time. Let's just be honest about that. I mean, for real, for real. It's been rough for quite a bit of a time. Now, all of a sudden, now that we've elected Obama as president, everybody, you know, is screaming louder about these problems. Like, I mean, we're not new to, you know, the struggle and strive. This is nothing new to us. You know what I'm saying? I knew full well that that man was no black nationalist, no black savior, nothing like that. I knew that. You know what I mean? I looked at him as more of, like my man said, you know, he's a change agent. He's a change agent. And I think one of the things that was really detrimental to his performance in the past 4 years was the death of Teddy Kennedy. You know, I really think that he really needed him. You know, because now you...
Especially pushing through health care.
Oh, my goodness.
What? I mean, but just pushing through, just being able to reach across the lines, you know, reach across to talk to these crazy Republicans. But what I will give a big pat on his back about, yo, ever since this man has been elected, yo, can you tell, I have never seen the Republican Party look so much like clowns. I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
They look like clowns.
Tea Party.
And it's not even getting better. They just like, you know, doubling down on being clowns.
Oh, wait till tomorrow. Wait till the convention.
Oh, my
tomorrow.
Goodness.
You about to see it. But as you're saying that, real quick, I'm gonna hip y'all up to another civics lesson. As bad as unemployment is, and 8.4% is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what the unemployment rate would be if he would have let Gene Chrysler go down.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Even while you're doing that, a couple of things. One, if you enjoy, it's amazing that you brought up them cars. Everybody who enjoyed getting their new car that year, when you traded your clunker in, who brought you your cash for clunker?
There you go.
Right.
Who boosted the economy through your cash for clunker?
There
thing.
You go.
It's amazing that people just tend to forget these things. And at the same time, real quick, everybody was saying that, you know, Obama did during his presidency, when he got in and he was sworn in and he had his speech, he said, look, it's not going to be easy. I know everybody bought the change thing. It's not going to be easy.
Right.
There's a lot of work that needs to be done. He kept saying, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. There's a lot of work. But people just dismissed that whole statement as in, yeah, whatever. You'll change it. Don't worry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll do it. I don't have to do nothing but wait for the cheese.
The only thing I would call him, and Brad, I think you and I have talked about this before, is that I really think he should have pushed, you know, more ad campaigns about what he did for the GM bailout.
Yep. Yeah,
I think
GM and Chrysler have paid back over 95% of that money. When they were paying that stuff back,
right.
I would have had a right in one of the auto plants with one of them big giant checks handing them money back to the government. Most of the TARP money that he's handed out has been primarily paid back. Mm-hmm. People got to understand, when you're talking about a car, You're talking about someone to build the car. But there's also one who's got to build the parts for the car to be built with to begin
right.
with. There was a long chain, and they said if GM and Chrysler would have went down, that would have been almost a million people out of work.
Yeah.
From the plant to the supply chain that feeds the plant.
Even repairs.
Right.
And
people
got to dig that. And everybody who's on this Paul Ryan kick, Paul Ryan went begging for stimulus money to try to keep a plant in his town open. He ain't going to admit it now, but he did go beg for that money, Mr. I Don't Believe.
He sure did. And he took that money, too. They got pictures and everything. They got pictures and everything.
So people got to get up on that. But you know what? We're going to take a quick break, bro. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to jump back into this topic in a minute. True Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Mm-hmm.
This is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages. FUD, fucked up dome disease. It starts at birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD, like that guy at the grocery store.
Ooh, let me get around.
That girl that you work
around.
With. That weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Oh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it. There is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Deen are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind. But it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats,
Mommy, my hat
helmets,
don't fit no more.
Scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference by calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. FUD. Just give a damn.
Why do our kids
Brothers Radio.
Radio, we're back. And what has Obama done for you?
Dream.
What has he done for me? What has he done for the U.S. since his inception back in LA?
Right or wrong? I mean, if you feel like he done something wrong, 818-514-1202.
Yeah,
bring it.
Yeah. No, got a few stats, you know.
Cool. All right. Well, then, let's go into the next topic. Let's deal with civil rights and anti-discrimination. And the first one, I'm going to get the biggie out the way right out the bat.
Gay marriage. No,
no, I'm going to say that he signed the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, which restored basic protections against pay discrimination for women and other workers.
Equal work, equal pay.
Yep. This was blocked by the Republican Party back in 2007, and when it passed, only 5 Republicans voted for the bill. So that means he had to overcome a filibuster.
Yep.
And every other technique they used to block everything to get this through.
Yeah.
5 Republicans. Yeah. But you don't think it's no difference between. You know, I'm not saying the Democrats are angels, because they're not.
We're not. No,
the Democrats are weak back punks most of the time. But I can align a lot of my agenda up with them more than I can with the Republican Party. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be. To me, I thought the Democrats were supposed to be for the everyday man, and we're everyday people here. We're not the 1% here. So.
I don't think
neither one of us has a Ferrari outside.
Right. But that doesn't mean that they're not, that the lobbyists ain't paying them either. They are,
but still,
you still can put more pressure to affect your agenda with them than you can with the other party.
Right.
And then another thing that, you know, as I was doing my research too, he also helped enact the Serve America Act, which basically afforded disadvantaged youth job opportunities enhanced by community service to gain skills and experience and our education grants and stipends. That's something that's huge. That's something that kids nowadays can take
you know, just the basic life skills of getting up, going out, and learning how it is just to work. You know, I think that's monumental. A lot of people don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to your credit cards, this is something that helped me personally. The
okay.
credit card amendments, you know, having that commission.
Yeah. Notice the rules. When you get a new credit card, notice the rules aren't as long and disjointed as they used to be.
Yeah, I remember them talking
about
that.
Thank you, President, for that.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought you were coming with. No, I was sitting here was going through just looking at even the defense and everything that the man has went through. Like, it's a whole, like, it's over like 105. I'm just real quick. It's over 105 things that this man has done in this short period.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I mean, my page, I stopped.
Yeah.
My computer just stopped. Like, okay, that's enough. You've got
Believe it or not, when it's all said and done, his first term in office, he's going to be credited with pushing through in the first 2 years more legislation than any president had in history. That's another fact. I know y'all not going to, so a lot of people ain't going to agree with that, but it's the truth.
And real quick, though, this is what I wanted to get into that helped a lot of people in my family. He cracked down on companies that deny sick pay, vacation, and health insurance to workers by abusing the employee classification.
There you go.
And, yeah, that helped a lot of people in my family.
Your 18-year-old child gets to stay on your health insurance now.
Right.
You thank him for that.
Yeah.
Last month in July, the health insurance companies were handing out rebate checks.
Mm-hmm.
First time that's ever happened. You can thank your president for that.
And then, just real quick, we all know that the man won the Nobel Peace Prize. That was great.
Yeah,
awesome.
But the fact is,
the money he got from that, he donated to nonprofit organizations. That's what threw me. Like, he got.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, hey, that's what for you.
No, no,
feeling,
yeah.
Right?
That's,
like, I mean,
that's,
yeah,
yeah, I got you.
You hang in your house.
True. But, I mean, yeah, the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not getting to that. That's why I said we all know he won it.
Right.
Whatever.
For a lot of people who don't like Obama, I'll give you that one because
that was a farce. I get you. That's why I
they gave him
actually,
on what they expected him to do,
right,
not what he did.
Right.
What
killed me with that is I was having that conversation with somebody about that, like, he got the Nobel Peace Prize, and I was like, yeah, but he kills people. And then I was like, but that's why he gave that money away. Like, I don't want this.
Right.
That's like that Jesus silver. I don't need this money
right.
on my hands.
So, you know, at the same time, for a lot of people who believe that he just has to kowtow to the rich and all of that, don't forget, he negotiated a deal with Swiss banks that now permits the U.S. government to gain access and records of criminals and tax evaders.
Mm-hmm.
He set that up.
Yeah.
So he can go in there and get Romney's funds if he needs to.
Good old Obama.
Right.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, you know, middle class tax relief and job creation.
Yeah.
Right. The Dodd-Frank executive branch, they fashioned rules that will reduce the influence of speculators in the oil market. So, yeah, your gas is still spiking, but if you notice, it hasn't been spiking as dramatically as it had in the past.
Yeah. Then he also created.
I'm still mad about this.
No doubt.
Who wants to pay $4.73 at the pump is what I'm asking.
You feel me? 93 too?
Yeah, and it's created 789 billion economic stimulus plan. A $789 billion economic stimulus plan.
Right, but he was only able to push one of those.
I know.
Right.
It's just. It's amazing.
So 818-514-1202.
Cut the missile.
Come on, let's hear from you guys out there.
Within his 2 years of being there, I mean, just to may help you feel safe, improve relations with Iran. It's a lot of things that the man.
Yeah,
has
done. I don't know about
the BP oil spill. Knee deep in that ass and cut that check.
Yeah.
That $20 billion right
now.
Yeah,
we need that.
And they're still on the hook for a whole lot more.
Yeah. Oh yeah. By Wi-Fi.
But I mean, and what's getting me to
also guess what? He worked with him and the Democrats because no Republicans helped on this one, and he worked with them to help make sure that Donations to Haiti were tax deductible in 2009. So anybody who helped with the Haiti earthquake,
right.
Now that's for black.
Yeah, it is.
That's black. Hey, black nationalists, come on now.
Yeah,
come on now.
But
ask,
you already
ask White
know.
Club.
They're gonna say, "Well, man, that was 3 years ago."
Yeah.
You know.
How about?
We're never satisfied.
No,
they're gonna
not.
Find. They're gonna find a reason to shun it.
Yeah, and then
got that
Army veteran that came home with the clink clink song.
Yeah, also ended the Iraq War. I know someone don't
believe
that the Iraq War is over, but the Iraq War is over.
Yeah, he also with improved conditions at the Walter Reed Military Hospital and other military hospitals, which means that he also helped the people who had to get them clink clinks put on their legs. Just saying, they had the clink clink. Yeah, the dude that was at the Olympics.
Oh, the ski.
Yeah.
Ski runner.
Yeah, the dude that was at the Olympics.
I liked watching him run.
Yeah, it was
scary because
nice.
One day in the future, one of them is going to be the runner with
it's crazy
actual
though,
feet.
But
$6 million man is coming.
It was just the fact that watching him run was real loud because if you ever just heard that dude hit the floor, it just sounded like a bunch of pennies.
You don't want dropping. You don't want him walking across your pergo floor.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Hey.
Wow. Hey.
Is that
get them stubs off?
Is that animatic?
Have we discussed Osama bin Laden, fellas? Did we forget?
Oh, you mean? Oh, yeah. You know what? You know, some people may not agree with
that.
Yeah,
they don't.
But
feel like
you know,
the killing
Osama. Hey. That's all I'm saying.
We're not gonna take that back to the first hour.
I'm just saying. Right. No. He offed Osama.
And hung the other
one. Bush hanged what's his name?
Saddam.
I like
taking credit for that.
But it's
really
it's, yeah.
Oh man, I like catching him with the dancing feet. That's just
But then also don't forget. I mean, with that, I don't understand what some people want. Again, he oversaw the secret mission of SEAL Team 6 again to rescue the two hostages held by the Somali pirates.
Yep,
offed a bunch of them and took one back to prosecute.
There you go.
Don't know how pro black that is. You can see it how you want. But again, if I got my boat in the water. Pro black or not, I don't want no Somali pirates coming on my boat. So I feel.
818-514-1202. Anyone have anything adverse to say about Obama?
Limited salaries of seniors. White House aides cut to $100,000.
JC?
I mean, protected 300,000 education jobs that would have otherwise been lost, such as teachers, principals, librarians. Librarians, people, didn't even know they still had those. And counselors through the Recovery Act, which helps us supposedly become a better educated nation. I don't want to say people, but educated nation.
Authorized a $1.4 billion reduction in the Star Wars program. Now, see, here's another history lesson for some of y'all. I know a lot of y'all don't know what the Star Wars program was, but that was the fantasy program that Ronald Reagan initiated that wanted to have lasers in space to shoot down nuclear missiles. Never worked, but we continue to funnel money into a program that don't work. He reduced it by $1.4 billion. Sorry, that's something he did.
Hey.
Now, I don't want to get mad at that.
One of our listeners, Tony, actually just typed in and signed into law today women to receive free services from healthcare providers, including pap smears, contraception, education, STD screenings, domestic violence counseling, breastfeeding supplies. That's huge.
That's just
that's a business I could get behind, breastfeeding supplies.
There you go.
Lips. Anyway.
That's just bad.
Breastfeed tester.
There you go.
The milk's gone,
man. Yeah, right.
Need more sugar in your diet.
That's right.
That's fancy. Anyway.
Bring him over. How's everything, Ms. Wallace?
Looking a little flabby today. Have you been doing them exercises I told you about?
Yeah, all right.
How do I get trapped?
Lift them up. Lift them up.
Really?
Need to get under there, too.
That's so bad. I done told you about cleaning under there.
Hey.
What's that worm doing here? What is that worm doing in here?
That's true.
All right.
Tequila.
But no, we got to act because it's just crazy that, all right, if, look at this. We've named over 70 things this man
has
done. Yeah,
we have just been going through
in 4 years through a bunch of people who wouldn't even allow him to have these things done. He extended your unemployment to 20 weeks. But you were worried about, oh, man, he just passed another one through. We're good. Like, all of these things that you were worried about, he's helped, and you want to just say, what has he done for me lately? What did you want done? Like that's a question I want to ask the people. What did you want to be done that he hasn't tried to do?
818-514-1202.
What has been the issue that you have with this man that he has not done that you want him to do? I think that's a better question to ask than anything else, because if you have a legitimate gripe or a legitimate beef with this man, please explain why. I mean, outside of his skin color that may offend you, or the fact that he doesn't do things that you would have them that you technically wouldn't do. I look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is he's done so much to try to get this country back on track, and you aren't happy with that. That should be the bigger picture in your, like. He's doing everything to try to get this country, not just black people, not just white people, not just your Mexicans, your Puerto Ricans, your Cubans. He's done what he's tried to do.
He's tried to single-handedly put in place the DREAM Act.
Right.
Single-handedly. He just did that through executive order.
So what are you asking him for?
Also, reformed student loan program to make it possible for students to refinance at a lower rate. Here's something else Reaganomics gave you. When Reagan came into office, owing money for school was damn near unheard of in America. When he left office 30 years later, now student loans, owing money on student loans is what every young person has to deal with coming out of school, period. Yep.
You know how many people I know with MBAs and doctorate degrees who have to take that crap off of their resumes now because they cannot find a job.
Yep.
But you still got to pay for the education that you got.
Yep.
That is just ass backwards to me.
That is deep. You know too much.
We keep instilling in our children, go to college, get a good education, get that great career. Are we telling them a fallacy? I mean, there's nothing out there for them right now. Now, I know we're working to get to that point, but unless it's in energy or other related fields, it's going to be kind of hard to see what the economy is going to hold in the future.
Well, oversaw the expansion of the Pell Grant program to expand opportunity for low-income students to go to college. Now, you got Republicans like Paul Ryan and them who wants to just axe the Pell Grant program, period.
And that's to go back to something real quick that I had said when I was about to get into for Cubans or whatever the case may be. He instituted a new policy on Cuba allowing Cuban families to return home to visit loved ones.
Right.
That's why I threw that out there real quick. But, that's neither here nor there. But, I mean, just improve the benefits for veterans. Like, veterans would come home and after they've done their tours and had horrible type trying to get coverage or whatever, and he just helped. Hey, you can't afford that. Cool, we'll add on to that. The list just goes on and on and on and on about everything he's done in such a short period of time, with everything stacked against him to get it done.
Dig it. We're gonna go ahead and put Bronze Soul back on.
Okay.
Hey, bro, you back on, man?
What's up, man?
We cut off your flow, man. So we figured you still have some more to get off your chest.
Nah, I was just going to join in on some of the stuff that y'all was talking about. I work out here in D.C. and it's funny y'all said something about the veterans. You know, he's put in place a policy that that is much more beneficial to the veterans. So, you know, when they come at home, they getting jobs with the government, straight up. You know, and they've also, I don't know if you guys know, the Walter Reed facilities, which was on Georgia Avenue in D.C., is moved. You know, they're moving it up into over by NIH in Bethesda, which is a bigger campus, much more conducive for, you know, being able to take care of him, because, you know, Walter Reed was just real raggedy, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It was real raggedy. I mean, it was like,
when still in office, they had found out how many veterans were getting abused and overlooked and mistreated up in there, and found out abuse and misuse in old Walter Reed.
Oh, no doubt. You know, Obama has really come in here and played the Aunt Jemima role, for real. He has. And I don't understand where a lot of this, you know, strong opposition criticism is coming from, you know, in the black community, as well as, you know, and I don't even understand it in the Tea Party. I really don't, because they don't want, because a lot of them are really benefiting from it. It's another thing, you know. My folks
get you to vote against your interests.
Right. Here's one more thing. My parents are retired, right? They don't have to file taxes now, you know, on their pension money that they're receiving. And even if they decided to work, I believe it's between $50,000 and $55,000. As long as they don't make over $50,000 or $55,000, they good. They can still make that money and pocket that money. So Obama he's been really cleaning up things. He's been really cleaning up things. Now, there's things that I do not agree with him on. I did not like the National Defense Act. I did not like that at all. Didn't understand why he signed it. Didn't understand why it was even on the deck. There's plenty of things
to get rid of NAFTA. He revised it, but he's not going to get rid of it. So you know, I disagree with him on that. Some people disagree with the beefing up of the border.
Yeah,
but then again, some people, he's beefing up the borders, but then they'll say, oh no, they're just coming in droves, and it's not right, and they want to do all these draconian states laws against Mexican immigrants, but that's just racism. That's all. That's just flat out racism.
Pure racism. That whole thing needs to be overhauled. The immigration thing just needs to be overhauled. They need to do something about, you know, something ethical and, you know, with a human perspective for the people that are here. And they need to have a better process to have these people coming in, because you know they're coming.
Mean like an amnesty program?
Yeah, some type of amnesty program for the brothers and sisters that's here.
The only president to have an amnesty program was Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ronald Reagan also raised taxes.
He sure did.
7 times.
Reagan ain't had no choice. We were getting bum rushed by Cubans. He had no choice. He was getting bum rushed by Cubans. You know, Castro was throwing the Bamas out. He was throwing the Bamas out. He was cleaning house.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say that. That's why I started.
My man. So, you know, right. But see, you gotta know your history to know these things. I mean, a lot of people want to lay some stuff on Obama's doorstep. Now, I think in this episode, we have talked about some things that he's done. And I know we've said some things that we disagree with the man on.
Right.
So.
I personally, from a.
I'm going to go ahead and put Tony in, too.
There you go.
Yep, it's a real
party. Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, well, you still had your hand raised. Well, you know,
oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, you know what? A lot of the things that Mikhail said, I totally agree with. But let me say this, is that when you said you disagreed with the signing of the Military Act that he had enacted, with that being said, a lot of people don't understand is that the military were out there with substandard equipment and armor as well.
Yeah.
But he also signed into an act to provide them with better military armor,
equipment and everything they needed because they were out there substandard. That's why we had the casualty rate that we had.
Right. Remember, you had Ass Crotch sitting there saying that you don't go to war with the army you want. You got to go to war with the army you have. So he was sending young men out there in Humvees with plastic doors.
Exactly.
And vinyl doors getting their legs blown off by roadside bombs.
Yep.
Didn't care.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So even though he's done some things that we might not have agreed with, he's kind of followed it up, you know, to try and appease it a bit.
Right,
you know, but we would have had a higher casualty rate than what we had.
Like he helped. He once he did that, I feel like that's why he kind of came with more veteran benefits and everything
Absolutely.
Like that.
Right. When you subject somebody to 3 and 4 tours
right.
in Iraq and Afghanistan, you better have something in place to help them when they come back. And I still don't believe it's enough.
Yeah, like
the suicide rate in the military is entirely too high.
But see, here again, you have a Congress that sits there with their thumbs up their asses, that they hate this man so much, and you can't tell me that it's not a racial issue, but they hate this man in office so much that they are willing to take the lives of these children that are going over there instead of helping this man put into law some of the things that these people need.
That's right.
But they don't give a shit.
You're talking about people like Bitch McConnell. That old...
Don't even go there with him.
Ridiculous. Here's a dude who sat there and talked against American car makers and was advocating for Hyundai because they was building a plant in his state, and he didn't want it to be union, so he had no problem with letting Hyundai pay people $12 an hour when somewhere in Chicago working at a Ford plant, they make it $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's
bitch.
Insane. The tanned asshole who's sitting there just jerking people around. When you advocate against saving American car companies, and then you're going to sit here and drape yourself in the flag, you're a total fool.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, man. Exactly. I agree with you. You know, it's not, I don't subscribe to these foreign companies that have, you know, manufacturing plants in America, and they say that their product is made in America. No, Slim, it's still foreign because the parts come from somewhere else. So no, we're not feeling that.
But sometimes the stuff is built entirely here. Look, if Hyundai want to build a plant here and provide jobs, if you buy their cars, they should be building some of them here.
Exactly.
I got no
Absolutely.
Problem with that. But my thing is, if the plant wants to be union, brother, let them be union.
But
because that's only a protection mechanism for the workers.
Exactly.
So I don't understand why that would be a big deal.
You know, these people who crying about their overtime, or the people who be crying about, I need my weekends off, all of that came from unions, people.
Mm-hmm.
All of that came from unions.
That's right.
Better go back in your history and check out how they was just bum-rushing and killing unions trying to go on strike, and understand that all the modern conveniences you have at your job today, you have because of unions.
Because of unions.
Unions push.
No doubt. And everyone need to pay attention to how they attacking these unions now.
That's
they
right.
are unions are on assault, seriously,
mm-hmm.
and evidenced by that whole Wisconsin deal.
Dig
you better pay attention to it because they damn sure did. They think that's the model of how they gonna do everything through the whole country.
And if you're willing to crap, if you're willing to blame the country woes on a teacher, you a fool.
Exactly.
Yeah, we done ran out of time. Man, I want to thank everybody who called in. Tony, Ron, Soul, Malik. Man, awesome. I'm sorry, Macau. Yeah, you got to call in again, dude. We're going to bum rush your show, too.
We might have to do that.
Yeah.
Big class. That's cool. We'll split that up.
Right.
We'll send one of each.
Frontal assault. Yeah. So thanks everybody who called. Again, if you want to have, if you got further questions about some things that Obama did or your comment, go to our Facebook page and I'll tell us how you feel.
And what I'm going to do is today, I'm going to put that whole list up on our page, man, of Obama's accomplishments. I'm going to put that whole list up. I think it'll be fair that a lot of people just go through that and check that out. So, hey, we had a blast. I want to thank Grown Soul. I want to thank Hot Topics for coming in tonight. My man was over there in the chat room, Justin, doing what he do as usual. Thank you for being a loyal listener, man. We really appreciate that.
That's
and,
right.
Man, thanks to everybody who took the time to come in.
There you go. So we're going to let you know this has been a G-Network presentation. And if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
4-2012, two fingers.